Coanga, La Cilinda, the music of Delius, and performed there by Maestro Georg Tintner and Symphony Nova Scotia. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. In the wake of the catastrophic wildfires in Australia, an Ontario author, art collector, and animal lover has stepped forward to raise relief funds by selling two rare postcards painted by prolific Canadian artist Maude Lewis. Nancy Silcox of New Hamburg wished she could do something to support those who are suffering and has approached Cowley Abbott Auctioneers with The Skaters and Walking to the Church. These two quaint winter scenes represent some of Maude Lewis's earliest work before she eventually switched to larger boards, and they are prime examples of her distinct graphic style, making them particularly rare. The postcards are valued between $4,000 and $6,000 each, but similar works have fetched values above $10,000. One would like to think that Maude Lewis would approve as a lover of wildlife. Cowley Abbott will be including both cards in their February 11th online auction of works on paper, prints, and books. All proceeds of the two sales will be donated to WIRES, Australian Wildlife Rescue Organization, including Cowley Abbott's commission, which will benefit the rehabilitation efforts following the tragic animal death toll. Joining me in studio is a man I always enjoy speaking with, the president of Cowley Abbott, Rob Cowley. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to have you here. And on the phone from New Hamburg, it's Nancy Silcox. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Nancy.
We're all here. You're an award-winning writer, many books, art biographies, Nancy, a book on animals. This must have been a very tough month or two for you watching what's happened in Australia. Clearly, it's had a profound effect.
It has, and I couldn't watch most of it. I knew what was going on. I couldn't watch it. I immediately wondered, how can I help? What can I do? But we're so far away. And I thought about it for a little while and came up with this idea that was a way that I could help. But yes, it was horrific, just a horrific situation.
It is really, really difficult to even watch the news reports. I know exactly, as animal lover myself, and I understand exactly where you're coming from. These Maude Lewis postcards, though, I just had a look at them. They are absolutely gorgeous. You must have cherished them. What moved you to say, I can actually part with these little gems?
Oh, my goodness. I have 12 Maude Lewis's of her paintings. I had bought the Christmas cards from Alan Deacon, the Maude Lewis expert in Nova Scotia. Mm. He became a mentor to me as I moved through my Maude Lewis collection. And I knew that I couldn't part with any of the larger ones. They greet me every morning when I come downstairs to feed my tribe of animals, my cats and dogs, and sit down and have my own breakfast. And there are my Maude Lewis's. And I knew that I couldn't sell one of those, but the cards were kind of in a corner of the kitchen. And although I love them, I cherish them, I felt I can do this. I won't miss them that much. And so it was a snap decision. I decided I was going to put them up for auction. Rob has always been a very kind and caring person in the field of art, and I contacted him right away and asked whether he would consider selling them and foregoing the commission. And Rob, of course, being the gentleman that he is, said, of course, and that's how we started.
Nancy, I have a calendar, so that's as as good as I do at my home of Maude Lewis. But it is a very cheerful wake up. You know, you get up in the morning, you're getting your coffee, and I love looking at my Maude Lewis calendar, and pretty special that you have the real thing. Rob, remind us why Maude Lewis has become so important to the Canadian art market and what makes these particular pieces special.
I think accessibility plays a huge role.
Yeah.
In terms of her story, in terms of her life, she had a very, you know, in many ways, looking at her life from the outside, you would look at her life and say, you know, what a challenging life she had. She had physical limitations. She lived in a small shack. She, you know, didn't have the happiest life by many accounts. And yet she produced these beautiful, joyful paintings in a folk art style that really celebrated the best of Nova Scotia in terms of the area around her and what made her happy.
And these are beautiful winter scenes. I'm just looking at them right now. There is one that looks to be like, I guess, is this the skating one here? I mean, people can't see it on.
Right there.
Oh, there we are. Right. So, and beautiful winter scene, snow-covered trees and so on. And then we see the little church in the background and just absolutely charming. I think this would be a nice addition to anybody's art collection.
Without a doubt. They're very rare. Alan Deakin, who Nancy just spoke of, who has also mentored me in many ways when it comes to the work of Maude Lewis, he notes that these are very rare because they were greeting cards, Christmas cards that she would sell door-to-door with her husband, sometimes for 5 cents each back then. A lot of them never survived because people would use them as cards or discard them over time. And these are just in perfect condition. They're pristine.
They're not 5 cents anymore.
They're no longer 5 cents. They've gone up, as with everything by Maude Lewis since the movie was released in 2017.
Yeah.
The attention and certainly the value at auction is much higher.
By the way, if you haven't seen Maudie, that is a must watch. It is one of the great offerings and a wonderful, wonderful story. So this is going to be part of a greater auction that you'll put together on the 11th. Is that right?
That's right. It's open from the 11th to the 18th. The sale's actually posted on our site now at cowleyabbott.ca. The two Maude Lewis paintings are actually in the rotating banner on the main page, so easy to get to them. And there are lots one and two in the auction. But the whole auction is works on paper, prints, and also some books. And always a popular auction. And when Nancy emailed me and literally said, I have to do something in response to this tragedy in Australia, we were delighted to assist and be a part of this.
Nancy, you must be so pleased that you could contribute this way.
Well, I am, and I do have to tell you a very, very quick anecdote. This is not the first time that my husband Louis and I have brushed shoulders with Maude Lewis, because I'm sure you remember the Maude Lewis painting that was found in a thrift store three or four years ago.
Classic story,
It was right at the time that Maudie was coming out. And the person who found that Maude Lewis, I'm not sure where it was headed, but it wasn't headed to be sold in the store, was my husband. He's a volunteer at a Mennonite Central Committee thrift store in our hometown, and he happened to be doing his shift work that day and looked and saw this incredible picture and knew it was Maude Lewis. It helped, of course, that his wife at home had 10 or 12 of them on her wall.
Right.
And so it was identified, and that brought, I think, over $45,000 to the Mennonite Central Committee. So our family, I guess, has this intrinsic, this deep connection with Maude Lewis. So delighted to do it.
Nancy, I love it. And all funds donated to WIRE's Australian Wildfire Rescue Organization. And Nancy Silcox has just been on the line from New Hamburg. Rob Cowley, thank you to you.
My pleasure.
Wonderful to have you here, President of Cowley Abbott. You can visit the website, as he pointed out, cowleyabbott.ca, to view those Maude Lewis postcard paintings. I'm looking at them right now. Total gems. Maybe I'm going to be putting on a bid on February 11th. And thank you to both. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM.